The community of Port Armstrong on the southern end of Baranoff Island has had a fall visitor who is wreaking havoc around town. KCAW's Bonnie Sue Hitchcock reports.
We call him the pain in the butt.
PA resident Ryan Martin isn't talking about one of his neighbors, but a rogue bear that's been breaking into homes, including Martin's pantry at the Laughing Raven Lodge.
He ate 5 gallons of soy sauce, a gallon of mayonnaise, a lot of our wintertime food, fish and venison and stuff like that. The peculiar thing, the first time he broke in, he got off a box of canola bars and opened up each canola bar individually and ate each one like a person would and threw them on the floor.
Martin says barricading the pantry just proved to be incentive for the bear to show that he isn't about to be deterred.
He is very strong and pulled whatever I put on there with big old screws and nails completely off and made it about 10 times worse the next time.
And a chest freezer lid that the bear decided to rip off by the hinges has marks in the metal, which measures 3 inches between its two fangs. Martin says the lid was destroyed. He says it's usual for bears to be around this time of year, looking to get as much food as they can before going to sleep for the winter. But he says it doesn't seem like last year was this bad, although there was one bear that hung around, and Martin says it could even be the same one. He says the bear goes back and forth between the Tract A and Tract B town sites in PA, and it has no trouble swimming.
Definitely breaking into other people's houses. It broke into a house right next to ours here and got inside, went through a window, pulled everything off the counters and cupboards and tracked flour all around the house. He's not winning any likable contests.
And he's affecting the social life of Port Alexander residents.
Feels like sometimes we're just got a curfew around dark time around here. Everybody goes to their house and stays, and we don't get a whole lot of company over after dark because people got to walk home, and there's no streetlights here, so it's a little scary.
Martin says the bear also dug up the sewer system at the school, as well as ripping off a metal door on Bear Hall, PA's community hall, which he says is a misnomer. Bears aren't really invited in.
The top of it was bent in like 2 inches, so who knows what it was doing, but you can see muddy paw prints all the way up at the top. I can see him standing on his hind legs, pushing on the door, and actually bent the metal door. And on the inside, you can see where it's creased down by the doorknob.
Martin said it's definitely a nocturnal bear, and it could be male or female. The one night that he and another resident waited up all night for it, the bear decided to go to the other side of the bay. Martin says this bear is not popular in town and probably won't last much longer if it doesn't let up soon. I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.